joining me to discuss how the damage from Katrina could affect the economy. From Washington is David Wessel, Deputy Bureau Chief for the Wall Street Journal. David, nice to see you today.
Nice to see you.
So how much has Hurricane Katrina affected oil and gas production here?
Well, the Gulf of Mexico, as you point out, is a very important center of oil exploration and production. And even more important, it's a port for importing oil and other energy materials into the United States. So the reason oil prices have spiked is because there are concerns that the supply will be disrupted. We won't really know how bad it is for a few days until we assess the damage, but we're very vulnerable there, as you point out.
Yeah, we heard initial reports that, you know, a Chevron, for instance, was flying over a huge refining plant out there and along the Gulf Coast, that some of these big platforms where the big ocean going liners come in to offload their oil, there may have been damage there that could prevent those supplies coming in. The president is considering releasing some oil stock from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, but if the refineries can't handle that work, how would that help?
Well, it wouldn't help. What the Strategic Petroleum Reserve has is raw material that then would have to be refined. The problem is that this comes at a moment when we don't have a lot of excess refining capacity and when oil markets were already on edge because demand for oil from around the world has been so strong. So it's a very delicate moment. But I think it actually goes beyond that because one-fifth of all the nation's imports and exports come out of the ports down there in the area affected by the hurricane. And if it turns out that those ports are damaged, or take a while to reopen, the economic effects could go beyond the energy ones.
Okay, well, that's good to know. I didn't even realize it was such a big import situation.
Right. A lot of the nation's grain is exported through those ports. You know, it goes down the Mississippi River.
So you're talking about it, perhaps the prices could go up for all kinds of goods.
Right, or we could sell less of it. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's the thing that's so interesting. You know, it's obviously devastating for the people who live there, and those pictures are so upsetting, and you can't imagine what it's like to be there. As a center of production in the U.S., or the overall U.S. economy, it's not very big. About 3% of the GDP is in this area. That's not very big. But our imports and exports and energy are very important part of that region's economy, and that could have national implications.
Well, let's talk a little bit, too, about the insurance industry, because certainly it's already been a long hurricane season. How is Katrina going to affect them when you're talking about early estimates being more than $9 billion in insured losses?
Well, clearly the insurance industry is going to pay out a lot of money to homeowners and to businesses that either lost property or have had their businesses interrupted. The total losses are being talked about in the range of $25 billion, although those estimates are always very squishy so early on. What this means is that the insurance companies, and particularly the reinsurance companies, those are insurance companies and insurance companies, are going to spend a lot of money. There isn't any reason to worry about the financial stability of the system. They have a lot of resources. They've reserved for this. So it's going to be a big cost. It's going to hurt their earnings. It's already hurt their stock prices. But I don't think it's going to have big ripples outside the industry, except for one thing. It always happens like this. They have a big disaster, and even though they prepare for disasters, and even though they're in the insurance business, it almost always leads to rate increases across the board for people who buy property and casualty and liability insurance.
Okay, David, thank you so much for joining us with your perspective on that today. You offered several new angles for us to ponder there. David Wessel with the Wall Street Journal.